The University Tower chimes ring in another session of Ask the Professor, the radio show on which you match wits with University of Detroit Mercy professors in an unrehearsed session of questions and answers. I'm your host, Matt Mayo, and let me introduce to you our panel for today. From the Department of Education, Professor Diane Manica.
Well, it's certainly a pleasure to be here as we've been talking about our tigers.
Oh, yes.
Go Tigers.
Oh, yes. Let's see how many Tigers references we can make in the next
As many
half
as
hour.
We can.
Absolutely. That would be great. Good to have you here too, Diane.
Thank you.
To her right, from the Department of Religious Studies, Professor Jim Tubbs.
Go Miggy of the Triple Crown.
Ooh,
absolutely,
yes.
Absolutely. And I bet that not just the Triple Crown is making you happy, but I think you got my email earlier today, so the minor in Religious Studies is on its way
on
to
its
the
way
ALT.
To, yes,
so
on
news.
Its way to the ladder.
That's
good
a big
news.
Deal. That is a thick proposal. That's all I've got to say. That was you using the throw down the stairs technique, A+.
We
that's
are
all I've got
thick
to say.
Folk.
Throwing down the stairs thing?
For grading papers, you know, the heaviest ones
no,
get
the heaviest ones get the A's, and the light ones get the C's and D's, you know?
Just brings me back to, like, naming children, that's all.
We are into tree killing in our proposals.
Did you say that, Dave?
I just did. Uh-oh.
That just happened. To Jim's right, from the Department of, I'm just going to say Department of Physics, because it makes more sense, Prasad. Prasad Venugopal.
Astrophysics.
Good to have you here.
Why not?
As a visitor again, Prasad.
Thank you. Since physics doesn't exist, neither does astrophysics. Anyway, go Union refs in the NFL.
Oh, that's
Ooh.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right.
You're right.
And they
Save
still
us.
Messed up a little bit
Save
last
us.
Week.
Well, they were just out of practice.
They were out of practice.
You know what? They're always messed up. They just haven't messed up as badly as their scabs.
That's the
they
truth.
Just look better.
You know, it's interesting how many times I've heard Jim Lehrer referred to as one of those fill-in refs
oh,
in the last couple
my.
Of days.
Oh, my.
Ouch.
They had a nice zing on last week or week and a half ago now, episode of South Park, where by virtue of whatever the other plot device was, three NFL replacement refs, one ruled touchdown, one ruled safety, one ruled field goal, and they all put their heads together and said, field goal.
It's the happy medium.
Nice little
That's
riff.
Great.
Nice little
That's
riff.
Great.
Yes. 4 points.
Looking particularly Merlot today, in a Merlot shirt,
oh,
Professor
yes.
Dave Chow of the College for Creative Studies.
Pleasure to be here, as always.
Or Ersatz Burgundy.
Yeah, it's
Burgundy. I think it was Dirty Red.
Burgundy or Merlot, I think we're all going in the same direction this Friday.
Whatever happened in the good old days, I was just like red, yellow, blue, you know? I mean, like, who comes up with these color names?
I had a professor in grad school that you walk in with a yellow t-shirt. He was like, oh, 720 nanometers. You know, I mean, that's the radiation.
Oh, wow. So. I was waiting for some mustard or banana.
The nerd alarm.
I don't radiate.
I was half expecting Prasad to say
723.
Don't you guys
I did
know
one
your
better.
Electromagnetic spectrum? Oh, my. So continuing in a counterclockwise fashion, as we are wont to do oftentimes.
Yes.
I see the shirt you're wearing, Dan, the Lego man. It's a Lego, I'm assuming.
It actually is not.
Oh.
Although it is, I don't think that was meant to be, but it was meant to be...
Just a robot?
A nuclear reactor.
Yeah,
on
like
meltdown.
A pegboard from a garage.
Sure, but it really does look like
a Lego. But it does look like a Lego.
It does.
I was going to say, it looks like Bingo, too. I mean,
Dan is deeply
Actually,
involved
just,
in robots.
Just a red, yellow, and green t-shirt on gray.
Yes.
On gray?
That's actually
supposed
what,
to be white.
Yeah.
Oh, that's actually right. What Dan had for breakfast this morning.
Yes. Square breakfast.
That is wild.
A little ketchup, a little mustard.
When did you guys get an astrophysics department?
Today.
I'd like to know, too.
Did you get a planetarium, too?
He invented it an hour ago.
Yeah, exactly. Sitting next to Dan is Professor Jason Roach from Communication Studies.
I am very happy to be here.
Okay, excellent.
Man.
So, I got
to
ask, what's a guy...
That was my Coming to America voice. I know you don't like that movie, but nevertheless.
I got to ask, with, you know, the Pirates officially out of the race, where does a Pittsburgh guy root for in this baseball playoffs?
You know, the Pittsburgh are...
Detroit. I'm a Tigers fan.
Yes, that is correct.
Tigers.
That is the correct answer.
Now, old and new Tigers fans.
Oh, right.
And now, if I'm Merlot, what's Jason here? I mean,
it's not sky blue.
This is dark blue Gatorade.
I was
expecting like Violet Beauregard.
Gatorade grape.
It's getting close to indigo, I can tell you that right now.
Willy Wonka thing.
Yes, indigo. It does have a faded indigo quality.
Yeah,
Inigo Montoya?
No. Oh,
that's been getting a lot of play this week with the 25th anniversary.
You killed my joke.
I did.
To die.
Yes.
So many anniversaries going on.
What, it's true.
Isn't today James Bond's 50th
anniversary?
Yeah, it's a big deal.
Anyway, it was on NPR yesterday.
Yeah. It's all week.
It's 100 years for our law school, which
is
a really big deal.
It's 100 years for the School of Education as well this year.
Oh, man. Pretty incredible stuff.
Yep.
And in the middle of all that, to Jason's right, Professor Todd Hibbert from the Department of Religious Studies.
Yes. Happy Sukkot to all of our Jewish listeners.
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Is that, you're a biblical scholar, right? Is that what I'm remembering?
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
That's what I pay him for.
Excellent. Excellent. Well,
it depends on the questions you're going to ask.
Todd, I'll be waiting for about a month to see what you have to say about the Hindus. Okay,
I'll get back with you.
What, yeah, okay. Are you talking about? You talking about Diwali or
yeah,
what?
Okay. Basically.
Well, I'll tell you what, folks. This is a program where you can send us questions regarding anything. You can send us the questions in a number of ways. You can email us at atp@udmercy.edu. You can reach us on the web at udmercy.edu/atp. You can fax the profs at 313-993-1166. Or send the questions USPS to College of Liberal Arts and Education, University of Detroit Mercy, 4001 West McNichols Road, Detroit, Michigan, 48221-3038. When last we left our heroes, Professor Chow, you had half persuaded, half encouraged, half
coerced
some questions out of your students, and these are all over the map. We left with one of our last questions for those who weren't with us last time. Who said the quote, "Stupidity is the gift of God, but one mustn't misuse it"? That was Pope John Paul II, apparently, who said that, and we were just called for time when we had that one. So we'll continue from there. Okay, if you guys will allow me the chance to catch up, because this is one of those come-at-you kind of questions, can you name 7 European countries that are still under monarchies?
No, we can't.
Okay. Norway
I've got
under Kingdom, monarchy
United Kingdom.
Okay, United Kingdom counts, even though they're technically, they have a monarchy, but they're not under it.
It's a constitutional monarchy.
Are they
Monarchy?
Monaco.
Yeah.
Okay, I've got Denmark, Norway, United Kingdom. I don't have Monaco on this list. I do not have Monaco.
Oh,
the list is wrong.
Luxembourg.
It's possible.
Luxembourg.
Liechtenstein.
No, I don't have either of those.
I just wanted to say the word.
I have some tiny Vatican
City. The Netherlands.
The Netherlands, yes, indeed. The Netherlands.
How many do we have so far?
Spain.
Spain is there, yes.
Yep.
Spain.
Ooh, good job.
Yep. Mm-hmm. I have another, I almost gave away the name of the country. That would be a way to describe it. I have another Scandinavian country.
Sweden.
Also, I believe he gives out prizes every year. And last but not least, for those of you who know Dan's favorite movie, Murder by Death, I believe Hercule Poirot's character ripoff exclaims,
Belgium.
"I'm not a Frenchie, I'm a Belgian." Yes, it's
Belgique.
That's what I have here. I don't know whether it's right or not, and we'll send it back to Professor Chow, and he'll do the fact-checking for his own students. Right?
Grade the student accordingly.
I don't even know who it is. That's the thing.
Well, it's then grade them all.
Okay. Do you have anybody in your class that wears a crown all the time?
Well, Liechtenstein, that's
or
a duchy.
Or speaks using the royal we.
And Monaco is a princedom, but not we really a monarch.
See, maybe that's what it is. But and then
have,
Monaco.
They don't have a king or queen.
Yeah, yeah, exactly.
Oh, well. That's a tiara.
I'm afraid that this one, even if you guys get it right, which we would celebrate, getting it right, you will not celebrate. Because if you know what the average price of a movie ticket was back in 1980, I'm guessing it cannot end well. That's all I've got to say.
$3.75.
It's actually too much.
$1.75.
No, it says $2.75 here, thinking that I've paid $10 for my 8-year-old to go see a movie that's
ridiculous.
Pretty disturbing.
And then they want you to hand the glasses back in. I paid an extra $3 for those glasses. Yeah,
I'm keeping these. Don't drive with them on, though.
That's right.
It'll mess up your brain big time.
If you knew how much they cost, you'd probably want to
give
them back.
Mess up a few other people on the road.
If you knew
too.
Who was wearing them before.
Yeah, exactly.
Well, does it actually say that on the glasses?
So I guess the way the liability goes, because we talk about this all the time, is can I just keep these and bring them to my next 3D movie?
Yeah.
Except for the way they have the, whatever you want to call it, liability or mini contract, you must buy a new pair of glasses every time you see a 3D movie. So you're always going to be getting more glasses, even if you do reuse ones.
So it gives you more Halloween.
You have to buy the glasses.
You have to buy the glasses. It's part of the contract.
That's another reason never to go to 3D.
Wait a minute. But that could easily change. You become like a frequent flyer kind of thing for a movie theater, and they give you glasses along with it.
For 3D movies? Yeah, for 3D movies.
Not meaning to be slightly unscrupulous, but when was the last time you guys actually had somebody, like, take your ticket? Couldn't you just, like, smuggle a 3D glass and just wander off into the wrong door?
Well, sure.
Probably, yeah.
I never buy popcorn at the theater.
We'll have to let you show us how, Dave.
Not that I've ever done it.
Test it out.
Hey, one day I will be able to carry my own microwave.
Yeah, that's true. That's true. So, Profs, what TV and radio performer was sometimes introduced as the old redhead?
Lucille Ball.
It wasn't Lucille Ball. It's a male.
Oh, I can see.
Howdy Doody?
Came on Saturday evenings. No? Wow. Red Skelton.
No, not Red Skelton. That's not what it says here, at least.
A redhead?
Hmm.
A redhead.
I know I've heard the name, and I'm dating myself by saying I don't know the work of this individual. First name as a Santa Claus-ish looking professor of history on this campus?
On this campus?
Yeah, not Edwin. I'm sorry, Professor of Theater. I blew it.
Oh, Arthur Beer.
It's Art, okay.
Art.
So Arthur.
Art Linkletter?
It says Arthur Godfrey.
Oh, Arthur Godfrey.
He was a redhead.
I never saw him other than black and white.
I'm not that old.
Yeah, right. Really? Does Edwin look like Santa?
No, he does not.
Not really.
Is that Gilbert Godfrey's dad?
Yeah, I blew it.
Is that Gilbert Godfrey's dad?
No, I don't think so.
Godfrey.
Oh, God.
Great. Reminds me, though, Jason, great tweet from Conan O'Brien today. He said, you know, they're actually able to quantify the number of blinks a candidate gives during a debate, and it actually shows how off track they are versus their message. So he's like, sadly, Gilbert Gottfried will never become president of the United States. Blinks every nanosecond. Yeah.
And Gilbert Gottfried has also been tagged to play me in the Dave Chow Hollywood story, too.
Oh,
that's really great.
Now, wait, this is a hypothetical question we throw.
Actually, I heard he'll be fired and replaced by the Affleck duck.
But every semester in my classes, we always go around, if Hollywood were to make your story, who would play you?
And that's who they chose for you?
Yeah, I've already got mine figured out.
Oh my gosh.
It's the little kid from Indiana Jones who played me as a child.
Yes.
And Pat Morita when I get old.
Yes.
Wow.
The little kid from
Temple. Notwithstanding the fact that he's dead, isn't he? Did I kill him off?
Who?
Pat Morita?
He's dead.
Yeah.
Oh, that's sad.
Well, we'll just say Zoom.
Well and truly. Yeah.
Yeah, so I wonder who's going to play who on this panel.
We've had this question before.
Yeah, and who'd you pick?
I picked
William Shatner.
I did Shatner in years.
So, professors, what fictional character's car is known as the Striped Tomato? Thinking 70s era here. Fictional character's car is known as the Striped Tomato. Character's S apostrophe.
Starsky and Hutch.
Starsky and Hutch.
Oh,
was
the Torino.
The
Torino.
Very well
done.
Very well done.
Striped Tomato.
What were rock duo Jan and Dean's last names, respectively? Jan who and Dean who?
Isn't one Torrance?
Torrance is Dean's last name. Yeah, that's absolutely
that's
right.
Really good.
I thought Dean Torrance was an ice skater.
No,
he was a professional ice skater. What do I think? Dean. Torvald.
Torvald Dean.
Jan shares a last name with a Tiger rookie who's known for clapping when he gets to the base.
Barry.
Quentin Barry.
Barry, yep. Jan Barry. Absolutely.
Jan Barry.
Let's see. Who's the world's largest manufacturer of motorcycles?
Harley Davidson.
It's not Harley Davidson.
No, it's Yamaha.
No.
Suzuki, no?
No.
Kawasaki.
No. We knocked off almost everything. There's only one left.
Triumph.
I promise.
The Honda?
Honda, yeah.
Well, that was the only one left.
Yeah, okay.
I find that
we hit most of them.
We're odd.
Well,
we're
doing that.
Yeah, we circled that one pretty well. We just couldn't hit it.
It's like, keep going, guys. You can do it. Who provided the voice for Grammy Norma in the recent Dr. Seuss movie The Lorax? Did not see it.
I didn't see it. Did anybody see it?
I ran out of $10 bills, so I didn't see it.
I forgot my 3D glasses.
Exactly. Oh, good excuse. Good excuse.
I don't know. Maggie Smith?
No, Maggie Smith, but you're in the right wheelhouse. Think famous, older American actresses. You'll get there.
Well, then I got to go for Betty White.
Betty White, yeah.
Oh, it was Betty White.
Wow.
Yeah. Awesome.
Betty White is on fire for the
good
last
for her. She's suddenly resurged.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Had a resurgence.
So, could you name the four planets that are referred to as the terrestrial planets?
So the outer
Mercury,
ones.
Venus,
Earth, and Mars.
With the four closest ones to the sun, would that be it?
Well, they have hard surfaces, right? Okay. They're not just gas bells.
Right, exactly.
What's the name for the other ones?
Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars. The next four are called the gas giants.
The gas giants, yeah.
So Mercury, Venus, Earth, and Mars are the terrestrials. Who are the gas giants?
Saturn. Uranus.
Jupiter.
Jupiter and
Neptune.
Neptune. The rest of them are known as the dwarf planets, and I find it interesting because we already know
Pluto is no longer. Since 2006.
Yes.
When the rest
yes.
Of, when
one of them got removed.
That's right. But the rest of them are relatively unknown bodies. Most people don't know about Ceres. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Haumea, Makemake, and Eris is the one that... Yep, yeah. Makemake.
Is that mm-hmm. a Chinese dish?
Yeah, I was going to say, it sounds like Hawaiian.
Sounds Hawaiian.
No, it sounds like a Hawaiian thing.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Makemake.
So yeah, you know, I did once see a student wearing a t-shirt that said, "Don't worry, Pluto, I'm not a planet either," you know? And there's a sad planet on the front, kind of sad, yeah. Who is the longest standing monarch on the continent of Africa?
King Jaffe Jaffer, the ruler of Zamunda?
Nope. Absolutely not. Yeah. Although you're working those references in any way you can.
You just, that was tough.
Now here's your hint.
I'm going with beautiful. King Leopold.
No. This monarch still rules the small islands of St. Helena, Ascension, and Tristan da Cunha.
Where?
These islands consist of 162 square miles and are populated by about 5,600 people.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
So it's not
Don't think too hard about this. Often the answer is right in front of your face.
Queen Elizabeth II.
Yeah. Yes, Elizabeth II still rules these pieces of the British Empire.
He said the answer was in front of
us. In front of where?
Oh, it's not Dave Chow. It's not Cookie. It's not Prasad.
It's on the Canadian market.
I went
Dave
with King
Chow's
Dan.
Wallet.
Yeah, I was going
on
my face. Yeah,
that's right.
I was looking across the table, wondering where the answer.
That is my in my other life.
You didn't even realize you were royalty.
Professor Chow, this question does definitely feel like it was written by someone not from Generation X, but someone younger. What's the most played video of all time for MTV, back when MTV did play videos?
Yeah. Oh, I'm going with either Money for Nothing or Sledgehammer.
Sledgehammer by Peter Gates.
Wow. Yes. Great video.
Absolutely.
So you got sick of that one, huh?
I just went to the Peter Gabriel concert last week.
You did.
That's right. Big fan.
Nice. I was telling Prasad I had his album So in vinyl, and it was the last vinyl album that I ever bought.
I bet Money for Nothing is not too far behind. Actually.
It can't
there
be.
There were the two.
It
there were the two.
And the Aha video's got to be in there.
Oh, yeah.
Michael Jackson's got to be in there, too.
Yep. Props, which actress do you think has earned the nickname the Sci-Fi Queen?
Sigourney Weaver?
Yeah, that was a pretty good guess.
That seems like an unlikely title for her.
It does, though.
No,
it does.
Well, alien? When you take on those aliens.
Where is Sci-Fi? Is that a little country off the coast of Africa?
Sigourney Weaver is their queen. That's
all right.
So anyway.
So Dan's trying to think about, what was it? There's aliens, Ghostbusters.
And don't forget Galaxy Quest.
Several aliens.
That was a good movie.
Which is really
fun. I have to say, on her most recent project, the short-lived Political Animals television show.
Oh, yeah.
I think that was just a miniseries.
I believe
isn't it? The guy that played her, the British actor who played her husband, the Bill Clinton knockoff, he was something of an alien also.
Avatar.
And the voice
of Avatar.
Avatar.
Yeah,
she's
been in the list.
Wally. That's right.
Wally-wood? No, Wally. She was the voice of Eve.
Oh, Wally.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't see that.
Oh.
I know it's good.
You didn't see the best Pixar movie?
I'm sorry.
I did not see
Avatar. Because I refused to watch this.
Unbelievable.
Grand Hollywood blockbuster.
Avatar. Yeah.
All right. We might lean on Dan a little bit. Maybe Prasad as well because of their technical background. If Jeff Boats were here, we'd all just back up and get a sip of coffee. In what year... What was the first year that more than 50% of Americans had color TV? See if you can solve this.
62?
Wasn't 62? It was later.
78.
Than that.
I'm going to say 71.
72.
Wow.
So pretty darn good.
We only had about 40 more chances.
90s. If only we let our students take exams this way.
You know? Yeah, you know, I don't think I ever saw Arthur Godfrey in color.
Because that's what I was thinking. Like, how would I know? Yeah, how would we know
he was
on
TV? That's when it was mostly.
Yeah.
Good
point.
Colorized.
Yep. No, I mean, so how would you know he was red?
Mm-hmm.
And not to mention, was he ever on like any of those To Tell the Truth or Family Feud or no, not Family
Hollywood Squares?
Yeah, exactly.
You know, it may have actually motivated the reason why he was introduced that way because they wanted to say something about him without ever being able to sense that in any other way, right? It's like, oh, we're going to call you a redhead because otherwise, how would people know? You know, it's possible.
Of course, he was on radio for a long time before he was on television.
Mm-hmm. So, according to Professor Chow's students, now everything's legal. There is one state in the union that does not have national parks. That's very interesting. I find that very interesting.
Rhode Island.
Rhode Island.
You're in the right wheelhouse, but it's not Rhode Island.
Delaware?
Delaware.
Delaware is the answer to this question, apparently. I find that fascinating.
Right?
That's going on in Delaware.
I think they only have two counties.
Really?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure two counties, two or three.
Wow. Well,
it's just one giant beautiful. Bank.
It's just one giant bank. Yeah, exactly. Wow. Okay. So, G.I. Joe, as an action figure toy, was released in the United Kingdom. Only under what name?
G.I. John.
G.I. James.
No. G.I. Charles.
I'll tell you what, I'll let you guys chew on that one while we take a break.
It's an Ask the Professor presidential election.
When did FDR draw up his last will?
1940?
Yes. Yes, in fact.
Because he left half of his estate to Eleanor and the other half to Missy LeHand.
Oh, really?
But she predeceased, of course. But
it was 2 weeks before Pearl Harbor.
Mm-hmm. Where did Fallow
go? She says, don't tell Oliver Stone, he'll make something out of this.
You guys make a movie out of it.
That's brilliant. That's a good comment.
What president filed names of new acquaintances on index cards?
Nixon.
No.
It sounds like a name.
But it's very recent.
Who would be an anally retentive?
George Bush.
Clinton.
Yes.
Does he really?
He's been doing that since he was in first grade, I'm sure.
Right. It was exactly.
A familiar pain.
And his too.
Whatever your name is.
Let's get back to them pig questions.
Suey.
Make your voice count. Election Day is Tuesday, November 6th.
And we are back with some questions from Professor Chow's students, and we're currently chewing on what G.I. Joe action figures are called when they're sold in the United Kingdom. I never even thought that it existed, but here we are.
I think G.I. Charles Philip Arthur George Winter.
The third. What was your Double O Joe?
Double O Joe.
Dan was saying.
No. What about the MI series on TV?
Yeah. The MI5 is their version of like the FBI, CIA, right? Yeah. So, no, you guys aren't even really in the wheelhouse, so I'll give you...
Wait, I got it. What? G.I. was cruising in Las Vegas with no pants on.
Yeah. A little bit of a TMI. No, I'm going to have to mark that one incorrect. Because
well, what was the right answer?
Correct we response was Action Man.
What?
That's it?
Man. What accessories did he come with?
Well, I'm sure he had karate chop action.
That name is as bland right. as British food.
Eagle yeah. eye.
Bad teeth.
Bad teeth. Yes, exactly.
Food's come a long way.
Oh my.
Only because of the Indians. Only because of the Indians.
No, that's creative.
Most of us.
We can only blame so much on the Indians and the Chinese and the British culture. That's awesome.
All right.
And the Hungarians.
Of the three most used languages in the United States, the first is English. The second is Spanish. The third is...
Chinese?
No.
Mandarin?
Yiddish?
Nope.
Is that Latin. Something to do with like a Southern
French.
Creole?
It's not French. It's not Southern Creole. Anything that I would do to give you a hint, I'm afraid, would...
Well, is it a standard language that we would recognize?
It's a standardized language. It definitely is.
Canadian?
Does Southern count as a language?
Canadian.
And Professor Hibbert says, does Southern count as a language? No, it does not.
The primary language.
Japanese?
I can tell you this. To some extent, I'm fairly certain that my five-month-old is beginning to grasp this language.
If it's not
Spanish,
grasping Arabic, I'm going to worry. Is it like, is that like texting?
You're getting closer.
It's binary code.
Basically,
words without vowels.
My five-month-old reacts when he sees a bottle, and he starts grasping.
Oh, sign language.
American sign language.
Yes,
more.
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay,
American standard.
We're thinking too literal, that's all. Yeah. I completely
If you did include binary code or assembly language, I think it would outdo
Oh, that would outdo
language.
Every language on the planet.
Yeah. Would you have to just flash a sequence of ones and zeros to communicate with someone?
You probably could.
I'm still trying to picture
very quickly, I would hope.
Matt's son doing Arabic, that's all.
How about the five-month-old doing semaphore?
Will that work for him? My diaper needs
Morse
changing.
Morse.
All right, last one from this question set, then we'll move on to the second one. The first country that sought diplomatic relations with the new United States in 1777 was...
France.
It wasn't,
Britain.
According to this list.
They were...
Canada?
It wasn't Canada.
The Iroquois Confederacy.
Country, according to this list.
Yeah.
African.
I don't know how you sort of mark who was first, but you know it must have been formal
Libya?
Diplomatic relations. It was not Libya.
Was Libya even around back in 70?
Yeah,
no, possibly. 1776.
Morocco.
Yeah, it was Morocco. Is what it
Why
says
Morocco?
Yeah, I don't know. Where did you pull that one out?
Which one is the closest to the, you know, in the Mediterranean, closest mm-hmm. to the Atlantic mm-hmm. coast?
And they would have had to have been able to travel.
It was all about tourism.
Seaworthy.
Yeah.
Trade policy.
The U.S. had a prize. First to form diplomatic relations with us wins some sort
they
of special
tobacco,
thing.
They wanted tobacco. That's what
spices.
It was.
They wanted spices.
Spices, yes. Exactly. Actually, it was first caller gets to...
Yeah, exactly.
It was actually for the Fez trade.
So I've got 15 questions here, profs, also from Professor Chow's students, but these are categorized into one discrete area that I think you're going to enjoy. There are questions about Sesame Street, the TV show. How timely. Big Bird. I like Big Bird, too. He said.
Well, I know. You got to watch the Conan clip about
Romney
Big Bird.
Romney wants to execute Big Bird.
I don't know if any of you watched the Alfred Hitchcock Big Bird spoof that they did on Conan last night.
Poor Big Bird.
And Tippi Hedren was just in town last
year. Yes, she was.
I tried to go, but was so
she looks good for, what is it, 82?
82.
Were you there?
Wow.
No.
It's the first time I'm aware of that Redford was sold out. So 1,600 seat movie theater.
I
was sold out. I did not buy tickets, and I went there, and I was told it's sold out.
Wow.
A friend of mine actually went, and she went with this green outfit with these glued-on birds all over her and had her picture taken with Tippi Hedren.
Oh,
nice.
A great picture. Nice. So she was very
impressed. I'm surprised at her candor in talking about, being essentially stalked by Alfred Hitchcock and being locked into a contract that she couldn't do anything about because she wouldn't submit.
Is that how she ended up in that movie?
No.
It's after that. She did two
movies and then she wouldn't cave. So he would never let her do anything else. And he would not sell her contract to anybody else either or let her out.
Good for her.
Make a movie for anybody else.
Wow.
I have never heard of this before. I hope it's true because it sounds fun. But apparently Cookie Monster has a first name. What is it? I've never heard this before in my whole life. I also can't think of a single soul who has this name, so I don't even know if I can give you a clue.
Oh,
my. This is so interesting.
Aloysius or something?
No.
Does it sound like a person's name?
It sounds like a person's name. I'm trying to think. It'd be short for one of the very famous large cities in Australia.
Sid.
No.
Sid. It was apparently Cookie Monster's first name instead of Sydney. Yeah. Sid Monster. Sid Cookie Monster. I have no idea.
Wow.
This has something to do with the way that the Muppets are used on Sesame Street. What does the word Niddick have to do with the way Muppets are used? It's an actual word. It wasn't the word of the day on Sesame Street, but
like the control system for them.
It's you're getting into
like
the right area.
Sticks below instead
getting
of
into the right
above.
Area. No. This is the real, honest to God word that they use.
How do you spell this word?
Niddick. Ooh. The Niddick is the nape of your neck, which is how a lot of the puppets are held. You know, the sticks underneath and everything. So we're gonna have to say goodbye, Professor Hibbard.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you, Professor Roach.
Niddick.
Professor Maggio.
Nanu Nanu.
Professor Chow.
Aloysius.
Professor Venugopal.
Snuffleupagus.
Professor Tubbs.
Go Tigers.
Professor Manica.
I'll just say goodbye.
Email your questions to atp@udmercy.edu, or you may fax them to 313-993-1166. Attention, Ask the Professor.
Ask the Professor is transcribed at the facilities of the Briggs Building in the Department of Communication Studies in the College of Liberal Arts and Education at the University of Detroit Mercy's McNichols campus. Ask the Professor is produced by Adam Winbigler and technically directed by Michael Jason, and our executive producer is Dr. Vivian Dix. Until next week, I'm your host, Matt Mayo.